Franz Ferdinand, the Dog of the Martinet, hier auf Lux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Es ist 15.11 Uhr, ganz genau, und ich bin nicht mehr alleine. Wir haben volle Girl Power hier, denn Jessie Ware ist da. Hello. Good to have you. Oh, I put the microphone on jetzt.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I love this radio station.
Yes, thank you. Me too. So you're playing tonight here in Berlin.
Yes.
How do you like it in Berlin?
I love Berlin. I've had so many good times here as like just being a visitor and then playing some amazing shows here. I think it's like the coolest city in the world, actually.
Do you live in London?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cooler than London.
Cooler than London.
Yeah, way cooler.
It's, I guess it's more, it's cheaper to live here, but not that cheap anymore, but it's cheaper.
But just like, I love the architecture. I love that you walk down the street and you'll just come across the most amazing bar that doesn't, like, it pops out. It's not like all these amazing kind of worlds you can go into. So, yeah.
But it's, isn't it like that in London as well?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to London, but I just think... Yeah, I always am so excited to be here.
Yeah. Also sie sagt gerade, sie liebt Berlin. Sie hat hier tolle Shows schon gespielt und findet es natürlich immer wieder toll, da zu sein. Auch einfach, weil es so eine ganz andere Welt ist. Und sie findet tatsächlich Berlin schöner als London. Das ist ja auch mal was. So Jessie, you are, I've seen that you're pretty active on Twitter.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes, I guess I am.
So are you into social media a lot or not?
You know what? I think it's a blessing and a curse. It's this kind of, it's a way that I get to connect with my fans immediately. But then it's almost like you can't switch off. You know, my husband constantly gets angry with me because you do, you know, that kind of automatic scroll with your finger. And you'll kind of just be there and you'll kind of go into that like dark Instagram hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's me a lot of the time. And I'm like, I kind of have my mouth open. I'll be just kind of like this. But yeah, I love it. And I think it's been amazing for me to be able to connect with my fans and to be able to tell them what's going on. Like, you know, yesterday in Poland, we decided to do a pop-up merch store. And I was like, guys, we're going to be here now. And, you know, hundreds of people come down. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, but sometimes I find it very hard to get off it and it pulls you in that dark way.
Okay. Also ich habe gerade mal gefragt, weil sie eigentlich bei Twitter sehr aktiv ist, wusste sie jetzt gar nicht, aber welches, ob sie denn Social Media gut findet an sich. Und natürlich ist es heutzutage natürlich toll, dass man seine Fans als Künstler direkt erreicht. Wie gestern in Polen haben sie einfach einen Pop-Up-Store mit Merch gemacht. Sie hat das bei Twitter erzählt und dann kamen natürlich die Leute. Das ist natürlich ganz klar. Aber ihr geht's da nicht anders als uns teilweise auch, dass man in dieses Instagram-Loch fällt und einfach dann so beim Scrollen immer gar nicht mehr weiß, wo man eigentlich ist, aber man ist irgendwie trotzdem da. So, what's your favorite social media? Is there one?
I probably say Instagram because it's the visual, you know, and I love that you can do the stories.
Yeah.
And you can put filters on your face so your skin looks really good.
Yeah.
And you look just like angelic. Yeah.
Woke I like, up like this.
Yeah, exactly. No, I didn't. I found a really good light and I've got a filter on.
Ja, also Instagram ist ihr Lieblings, da kann man ja auch mal folgen, ne? Kann man ja mal Jessie Ware eingeben und dann auch bei Instagram folgen, da macht sie gerne Stories. So, you had a song called Wildest Moments and in all the time that you put out records, touring the world, is there one wild moment that you especially remember?
I, this is probably not very good now that I'm a mother that I'm saying this, but I did have quite a wild moment with Miguel, you know, the singer Miguel. He's an amazing R&B singer. And we ended up in this hotel in Hollywood called the Chateau Marmont, which is like very, Lana Del Rey has it in her video games video. And we were having this really fun night of like just drinking lots of tequila. And we ended up in a strip club. And I have never been in a strip club since, but I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah, nice. That's a wild moment, of
course.
But
yeah, but I mean, it's not a musical wild moment. It was actually quite a sordid
moment. It's okay.
Yeah.
Also ein wilder Moment, weil sie hat ja einen Song, der heißt Wildest Moments. Ein wilder Moment war im Chateau Marmont. Das kennt man auch. Das ist ein großes Hotel in Amerika. Da ist sie geendet mit einem befreundeten Künstler. Da haben sie ganz viel Tequila getrunken. Und danach gibt's noch einen Stripclub. Und das war natürlich ziemlich wild. Das klingt auch gut. So Jessie, you have fans all over the world.
Yes.
And you're a role model, of course. If you're so, if you have fans, you're going to be a role model if you like it or not. Do you like being a role model?
I like to think, apart from the strip club story, obviously.
Oh.
I I'm a mother now, and I don't want to do anything that my daughter wouldn't be proud of. And I guess I use my platform a lot to kind of speak out politically or socially. You know, I don't think it's a huge pressure. I enjoy what that I have a platform that I can use my voice on, but I don't necessarily think of myself as a role model. But it's incredibly generous for people to say that. And, you know, I hope I put out a good message.
Yeah.
And a positive one.
Ich habe gerade gefragt, ob, weil sie ja natürlich Fans auf der ganzen Welt hat, ob sie sich als Vorbild oder die Vorbildfunktion nutzt. Und sie ist eine Mutter und natürlich würde sie niemals irgendwas tun, was ja irgendwie ein schlechtes Vorbild auch für das Kind ist und so weiter. Aber sie findet sich natürlich wieder in einer Situation als Vorbild. Sie denkt da nicht jeden Tag drüber nach, aber natürlich ist ihr das schon bewusst, wenn sie Postings macht oder wenn sie halt eben politische Messages droppt, dass es natürlich eine Vorbildfunktion hat. So we're gonna listen to a song from your new album right now and it's called Midnight. Afterwards we talk about tonight, what we're gonna see at Huxley's. Okay, this is Midnight from Jessie Ware here by Flux FM. Diese fantastische Stimme gehört zu der Dame, die direkt neben mir sitzt, und zwar war das Jessie Ware mit Midnight. Hello, Jessie, again.
Hello.
So we're gonna talk about your concert tonight because you are playing at Huxley's.
Yeah.
What to expect? I mean, what's happening if you're going to a Jessie Ware show?
So I played a show quite recently in Berlin. It was in maybe November last year. Oh, yeah. And there was this one gentleman in the audience, and please be at the show. So I've got this song called Champagne Kisses, and it's very kind of celebratory, and it's like, Champagne Kisses. Anyway, it's like, oh yeah, everyone's like, yeah, kissing in the audience. It's lovely, lovely atmosphere. Out of nowhere, this guy brings out a plastic bag of confetti and starts like on the chorus, like throws it at me. It was the best moment of my life.
Really?
I mean, it could have been a bomb for all I knew, but it was confetti and it was amazing. And I really hope this guy is there tonight with his plastic bag. I mean, it was like a shopping bag, and just pulled out this confetti and threw it at me. So that is what I'm expecting tonight. I really, if you are listening, man with the bag of confetti, please come tonight. I will even put you on the guest list because I love you so much if you bring the confetti.
Maybe so many people hear that and bring confetti. Maybe you get the really confetti bomb tonight.
It was a very, I thought it was the start of something. But no, so I talk to the audience a lot. We have lots of fun. But on this show, you know, we've brought more production. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more kind of theatrical. It's like a real show. It's like, and it's a real celebration of the last three albums. Mm-hmm. It's not so focused on the new record, but there are lots of songs from the new record, but it really feels like it's kind of a really big celebration of all the kind of fans' favorites.
I translate that, maybe we bring so many people with confetti tonight. Also, natürlich kann man heute Abend erwarten, sie hat jetzt gerade von einem Konzert im November erzählt, da ist alle lagen sich in den Arm, schöner Song, irgendwie alle haben gefeiert und dann kam plötzlich so ein Typ mit einem großen Sack Konfetti und hat dieses Konfetti zum Explodieren gebracht, also nur mit den Händen natürlich, und das fand sie so toll, weil das einfach so ungeplant war. Und Leute, wenn ihr heute Abend zu Jessie Ware geht, bringt Konfetti mit. Das würde sie sehr, sehr feiern. You know what, we love Konfetti here in Berlin. We have confetti parties where just confetti.
Is that all the thing?
Yes, I DJ there. I used to DJ there. Yeah. The biggest confetti party. You should go there
so
next
time.
So
it should
time.
Be quite easy to get more confetti.
Yes.
In.
Yes.
Now I don't feel as special, but I like it.
Yeah,
No. Still, Confetti Man, please come back to me.
Ja, also lieber Confetti Man, sie schreibt dich sogar auf die Gästeliste, wenn du kommst heute Abend. Der eine wird's wissen, hoffentlich. So, let's talk about one song.
Yeah.
The song Selfish Love.
Yeah.
Brought me to that thought, what's in your opinion, selfish love? When is love selfish?
I Now it's really awkward because now and this is not what the song's about, but now I just think it sounds like masturbation, doesn't it?
A little bit,
but it's not about that at all.
No.
It's a selfish love. I think, well, this song is about two people that are equally selfish and you're complaining about one, but you're just as bad as each other. It was kind of, you know, that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt film, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
It's like that, like fire, fire and fire. And you know you're completely wrong for each other, but you're still like, it's going to end in despair. And that's why we did this really over the top video where I shoot my lover at the end. And it's like, we were in this like Spanish villa and it was all very, very dramatic. But yeah, for me, it's that. But now I think it sounds like masturbation accidentally. So, yeah.
Also Selfish Love, ein Song von Jessie, und ich habe sie mal gefragt, was für sie denn so Selfish Love bedeutet, und eigentlich ist es sowas wie bei Mr. und Mrs. Smith, also so wie die miteinander umgehen, ne? Also so richtig, wenn so viel Energie aufeinander knallt und so viel Ego dahinter ist, dann ist das für sie Selfish Love. Nice. So we're gonna hear one more song,
okay,
which is Selfish
Love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, und jetzt haben wir noch einen schönen Song von Jessie Ware, eben besprochenen Selfish Love.